It is a new feature in the history of languages and language learning that this demand for English comes largely from the grassroots, not from society's elite, as was the case with Latin, forced down the throats of previous generations of school pupils, or as the English language itself was imposed in earlier times on speakers of Celtic, Bantu, or many other languages. The most remarkable thing about English today is not that it is the mother tongue of over 320 million people, but that it is used as an additional language by so many more people all around the globe. Non-native speakers, in fact, outnumber native speakers, probably a unique situation in language history. There are estimates suggesting that about a quarter of the world's population know or think they know some English. But of course, sheer numbers mean little here. The expression "know English" has plenty of latitude.